Okay, so this exercise is a thought emotion diffusion exercise to help us become more aware of distressing thoughts and feelings in our body, more aware of triggers. So what I'd like you to do is to just take a few moments and focus on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you, if breathing in through your mouth and out through your mouth is more comfortable, do whatever works for you. But all you're doing is breathing nice and deep and slow and just trying to ground into this moment. Forget about the worries before, forget about whatever's coming. Just allow yourself to relax into this moment. So breathing nice and deep and slow in at a pace that feels right and comfortable, easy and deep for you. Breathing nice and deep and slow in. And then all the way out to 11. All the way out if that feels comfortable for you. Continue to breathe nice and deep and slow. And letting go. Good. And nice and deep and slow. So continue to focus on your breath while I describe the exercise to you. So when distressing things happen, or when we have distressing thoughts and feelings, we can sometimes get fused with them. They get big, they overwhelm us, they start growing and growing and get bigger and bigger, causing sadness, anxiety, overwhelm, embarrassment, whatever it might be. And so this exercise, the goal of it, is to help you shrink down the intensity of the emotional reaction so that you can step outside of it, look at it, walk towards it, observe it, label it, validate the emotions, validate the thoughts, notice the thoughts, notice the emotions, so that you won't become so engulfed by them, so they won't overtake you, so that you can maintain your perspective, you can maintain your curiosity about what's going on for you, you can investigate what the triggers might be, you can show yourself compassion, you can try to understand what's happening, why it's happening, when it started, and what you need to do about it. When our emotions get really high, these skills aren't at our disposal. So being able to catch anything we feel that bothers us, upsets us, catch it quickly, to notice it, to look at it, to understand it, to dig into it, to validate it, and to problem solve it, enables us to catch it sooner and problem solve it faster. So it doesn't rob us of days, hours, weeks, doesn't overwhelm us, doesn't cause panic attacks, doesn't get us responding in a way that we're not feeling good about. So this exercise is known by the acronym STOP, because what we want to do when something happens is we want to stop whatever we're doing, even if it's small, move away from the situation, take a moment, go to the bathroom if that's available to us, or just simply stay where we are, stop everything we're doing, and just take notice. So this S in stop is to stop instead of ignoring it. Instead of minimizing it, pushing it aside, this habit can become habitual and unconscious. We want to stop and walk towards it. Stop and take notice of it. The T in stop is to take notice. Take notice, acknowledge the pain, the distress, the anger, the frustration, the embarrassment, the feelings of dismissiveness, outrage, insult, sadness, anxiety, fear. Stop, take notice, acknowledge the pain. Allow that pain to be there as you understand it, investigate it, look at it. Accommodate that pain. And what I mean when I say accommodate, make space for it. Instead of ignoring, minimizing, magnifying, dismissing pain, acknowledge, allow, and accommodate it, make space. When we can accommodate pain, make space for it, only then can we validate our emotions. Can we acknowledge what we're thinking about in regards to that event or that thought? Understand our thoughts. Validate our thoughts, our beliefs. Understand what our beliefs are. Understand why this is distressing for us. And that usually pertains to our values. So we stop. We take notice of the pain. Acknowledge the pain, allow the pain, accommodate the pain, appreciate what the pain is telling you. It might be telling you that your values have been crossed, you've been undermined. Appreciate the pain might be telling you, it motivates you to stand up for yourself, to speak up. The pain might be illuminating a problem. The pain may be instigating you to communicate to someone what your issue is. So stop, take notice, acknowledge the pain, allow the pain, accommodate the pain, appreciate what the pain is telling you you need. And then breathe and observe what happens to the pain. Breathe after you've done all those things and observe what happens to the pain. Observe it in your body. Observe it, how it changes. It make it bigger, make it smaller. Observe what happens to the pain. And it's at this stage, as you observe and breathe, you may bring in your safe place, the image of being in your safe place, of letting this go. Not as in not dealing with it, but just let the distress go. Let the distress lessen so that you can respond in a way you feel good about. So observe what happens as you take deep breaths. Bring in your safe place. And then the P in stop is to plan to respond to the pain in a way that both shows you compassion and kindness. And a form of kindness is standing up for ourselves, speaking our truth, whether anyone agrees or not. Not needing agreement on our feelings. So plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion and kindness, and that may be asserting yourself. And a plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you might have in the past, such as speaking up when you would have been quiet, asserting yourself when you would have zipped it and pushed it down, validating your feelings when you would have ignored them. So the P in stop is to plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion and kindness. Plan to respond in a way that's different, markedly different, opposite than you might have in the past. So what I'd like you to do now is bring back to mind a recent event that was distressing for you. Bring it back to mind. Feel the feelings. Notice the thoughts. Feel the hurt, the pain. Acknowledge that pain. Feel that pain in your body. Let it be there. Let it take up space. Notice the anger, the distress, the anxiety. Notice the worries you had about yourself and others. Notice the beliefs you had about yourself, the situation, and others. The beliefs about yourself, the future, the past. Bring it all back to mind. Notice what you wanted most, what you craved for most, what you wanted to do. Be honest with yourself. Even if you're not proud of it, notice what you wanted to do or not do. Notice it all. Bring it all back to mind. Also notice any resistance to doing this in the moment. Any resistance to reminding yourself about this. Any resistance to recalling this. Any resistance to walking towards it. That too is important to know. Bring it all back to mind now. Let it grow more intense. Notice it all. Notice any tension in your body as you bring it back. Any anxiety, any sadness, any anger, any frustration, or any overwhelm. Any tendency to push it down, to avoid it, to repress it. Notice it all. Amplify all those feelings. Amplify the sensations in your body. Amplify the thoughts, the feelings about yourself and others. Amplify the beliefs you are having about yourself and others. Amplify what you are believing about the future and the past. Let it grow all intense now. So as you bring this back to mind, the first step, whenever you feel distressed, even if it's only a twinge of frustration, a twinge of anxiety, a twinge of sadness, overwhelm, whatever it might be, is to stop. Make that commitment to yourself instead of ignoring it, as you may have done in the past, pushing it down, pushing it aside, saying it doesn't matter, it's not a big deal. Instead of all of that, stop. Stop and be willing to walk towards it. Make that commitment to yourself now. And as you brought that situation back to mind, the first step in T, take notice of what you feel. Start putting words to it, regardless of whether you struggle to do it or not. Put some feeling words to what you felt in the beginning, what you felt as it progressed. List those feeling words in your mind. Even if you have struggles finding the words. And as you say those words, notice how you felt them or thought you might have felt them in your body. Were they in your chest, in your tummy, in your throat? Each of the feelings may be in different places or all the same. You may feel anger more in the throat, anxiety more in the tummy or the bowels. Just notice the feelings, say the words in your mind. Notice how you felt them in your body. So the T is to take notice of everything you're feeling. The emotions, to label them, to notice how you felt them in the body. So that's the first A, is to acknowledge the pain. Acknowledge what you wanted to do or not do. Acknowledge what you did do or didn't do. Take notice and acknowledge the thoughts you're having about yourself. The person, the situation, the future. the past. Take notice of the beliefs you had about yourself, the past, the person, and the future. Take notice of what you wanted to do. So stopping and take notice is very important. Now what I'd like you to do is to observe what happens as you sit with that. Observe what happens as you breathe through that pain, not purposefully trying to change it, but it changes on its own. Observe yourself standing still and tall, facing the storm of emotion, storm of thoughts, storm of urges or behaviors, storm of beliefs, whether you want to acknowledge them or not, about yourself and the other people in this situation. Observe what happens as you take long, slow, deep breaths. Stand and face the storm. Walk towards it, strong in legs, arms spread wide, undeterred from the intensity. Observe what happens as you breathe deeply into 7, out to 11, and face the storm of emotion. And in your mind's eye, quietly repeat to yourself, I'm aware of my feeling of X. Take some deep breaths. I breathe through my feeling of X. Bring your safe place in. I release my feeling of X. Be in your safe place. Feel your safe place. Remember your safe place. Weightless or heavy, warm or cool, not a care in the world. I'm aware of my feeling of X. It could be a different feeling or the same. I breathe through my feeling of X. I release my feeling of X. And notice what you notice. Keep doing that. I breathe through. I'm aware of my feeling of X. I breathe through my feeling of X. I release my feeling of X. I'm aware of my feeling of X. I breathe through my feeling of X. I release my feeling of X. Acknowledge pain. Allow the pain to be there. Accommodate the pain. Make space for it. Appreciate what the pain is telling you. What do you need? What is this pain telling you? NP, when you think of this situation, plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, kindness, and understanding. How are you going to show yourself compassion, kindness, and understanding? How are you going to do that in this situation? Think for a moment what you'll do. Plan to respond in a way that's markedly different, opposite than you may have planned in the past. Plan to respond in a way that's markedly different, opposite. Perhaps instead of ignoring, minimizing, dismissing, or being quiet, you speak up. You say, hey, what's going on there? I was dealing with that client, that patient. I was doing fine. I would like you to let me finish dealing with the clients. Can you do that? Are there any issues with you doing that? Great. Then we can have a better, deeper, more trusting relationship if you're able to do that. simply saying, stop. I will not tolerate that. In some way, speaking up. Whatever works for you, whatever feels right in the moment, the skill will grow. Speak up more clearly, more assertively, more immediately. More and more and more as you do it more. But plan to respond in a way that shows yourself kindness, compassion, and understanding. Plan to respond in a way that is markedly different from the past. So when you think about this event, perhaps it lingered longer than you would have wanted. When you think back now with the greatest amount of compassion and understanding as to why you didn't respond sooner, think what you could have done now that you'd like to do in the future. If this sort of event would arise again, what would you do and when would you do it? How would you take better care of yourself? How would you show yourself more compassion and kindness? How would you respond in a way that was markedly different than the past? So again, this exercise is simply, whenever we feel distressed or upset, to stop. To take notice of everything that's happening, the feelings, the thoughts, the beliefs, the values, the things you want to do or not do. To observe what happens as you stay with it. Acknowledge the pain, allow the pain, appreciate the pain, make space for the pain. Accommodate what the pain is telling you. And to plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion and kindness. Plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than the past. And so now, when you're ready, you can return back to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed.